on the phone now to Stan Kogut, who is superintendent of the Ingham County Intermediate School District. Good evening, Stan. How are you?
Good evening, Charles. Good talking to you again.
You as well. We talked for a couple of minutes on the phone yesterday. I spent part of last night doing homework, Stan, for you. I did. I read through a report that was done by public sector consultants in late 2009. And perhaps a great place to start, because I learned a lot of things that I didn't know, which is why you suggested I take a look at it, I'm sure. We're talking a basic subject today about consolidating services, kind of a buzzword that's in every budget talk going on these days. But it might be a good place to start with what the Ingham County Intermediate School District kind of does and the services they provide to Ingham County districts.
Thank you. Yeah, what Ingham, ISD is another name for an ISD is a regional education service agency. And they're created in the 60s. There are 57 throughout the state. And what the idea is to look at ways you can collaborate to reduce money. For instance, we run a career center, and 11 school districts send kids to the career center. We also have special ed programs where schools come together. Instead of having separate special ed programs throughout the county, we have two or three. And so it's a way, so it started many years ago, it's a way to collaborate, save money, you know, doing something through efficiencies and large-scale action.
Well, and as I said, the kind of the buzzword now is consolidating and collaborating, as you said, and sharing services and so forth. And an interesting interview that was done with you, and you basically said, we've been doing this for a lot of years. We've been consolidating services and looking at this for a lot of years. Now, it may be newly important today, but this is something you've been doing.
Yes, that's true. You know, we've been sharing curriculum, sharing professional development, and we've been working with Dean Transportation, even it was called Special Trans with Lyle Stevens, for over 25 years. So it is an issue that schools have been doing. Yeah, you know, sometimes reading the paper, legislators think they found that issue, but a number of schools have been doing it for a number of years. And actually, we've kind of been leading the way here in Ingham County with all of our school districts who are very committed to figuring out how do we continue to keep our resources, increase our resources by reducing our expenditures.
And you're continuing to find ways to do that, even, you know, as times are difficult. You're continuing to kind of think outside the box and discover new ways to do that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we have school districts that are sharing business officials. We have school districts that are sharing food service directors. So, you know, we have our local school districts doing that. We also are looking at countywide collaboration, purchasing software together. What was in the paper the other day is we have a request for proposals for general transportation, and 8 school districts are coming together. Look, can we figure out some ways to increase that efficiency so that we can keep those dollars into the classroom, which we need to do? You know, we heard the speaker before you. I heard you're talking to the commissioner, and we're in the same boat. The revenue that we're receiving is dwindling, but we still have to make sure we deliver quality service to the students.
Well, and so if you did hear part of the conversation with Commissioner Andy Shore, you're looking, as you said, you're looking at the same kinds of things. We've got less to work with, but there are some basic services, him to county residents and you to students, that you still need, that still have to happen.
Right. You know, the one thing we have to remember is this is this group of kids one time going through the school system. You know, I know it's tougher now than it was 10 years ago, but that we can't shortchange those kids that are going today. So that's what we're trying to figure out. How do we deliver that service a little differently, reduce costs where we can, so those kids still have the quality and their one chance to the school system so they can be successful.
Now, this report that I mentioned that you directed me to from public sector consultants, What came out in that report, some areas that were helpful to you in taking a look at and as you move forward with trying to consolidate?
Yeah, one of the things we have called the roundtable superintendents. So there's 12 school districts in our county, everything from Lansing to Dansville, Haskell, East Lansing, Okemos, a number of school districts. And what the superintendent said, we have to find something that is more efficient, but it's high quality and somebody we can work with. So, you know, it's not we're just going to move something if it just saves money. It has to be high quality. And so what we identified is there's about $93 million in our county that is spent by the schools that are non-instructional, bus driving, custodial, food services, things like that. So if we can save 10% of that money, reduce those costs, that's you know, in that case, $9 million we could put back in the classroom. So that's what we're looking at. And this general ed transportation is one thing we're doing, looking at combining in technology, sharing those services. We're looking at sharing business services. So those are things we're looking at. How do we reduce those costs to keep the money in the classroom.
Now, as you continue with these conversations, are you seeing a light at the end of the tunnel? Are you seeing that there can be cost savings coming from consolidating some of these services and still be effective and efficient?
Yes, there definitely can. Especially as we move, we're trying to find some software that works together. So if you have a common software, especially for like a business package, or we have 8 districts on the same student service package, we can share people. You don't need 7 different tech people that are up on top of that one software. We can share 1 or 2 in the county. So that's what we're finding, and it really is the wave of the future.
Now, of course, if you're talking about you can share, say, a tech person between a couple of buildings and so forth, that means some folks are probably going to lose their jobs.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. But, we're also doing it through some attrition as things change, so we're looking at that. But the reality, we'd love to do everything through attrition if possible, but things have changed so dramatically, so quickly that we can't always do that.
Now, some of the other areas in this report that I took a look at, you've mentioned, of course, general education, transportation, and I can't think of a better partner to be working with than Dean Transportation, frankly, to be taking a look at the issue. Custodials in facilities and so forth, business and human resource services, technology, food service, and you're finding all of these areas have some good possibilities?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some large ones. We're looking countywide, but we're seeing some small ones. Okemos is providing food service for a couple districts. Hazlet is providing the business services for Williamston. Stockbridge and Dansville are going out and working with other school districts outside the county, but they're also getting classes brought in for, low density student populations, like an advanced class in math. So we're trying to figure those things out.
Well, it kind of sounds like you could give a presentation to the legislators and say, hey, we've been doing this. This is how it works for us.
I wouldn't presume that I could give them any advice, but in reality, we have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, but if they call, you would certainly chat with them about it and give them your experience.
Yeah, and actually, we have sent the legislators a listing of all the things that we are collaborating about throughout the county. So we've already shared that many times with our legislators, and they're very aware. Joan Bauer, Mark Meadows, and Ben and Barb Byron are very aware of what's going on here.
Oh,
and Gretchen McMurr.
Yeah, I was going to say they are all over these issues of consolidating, and education is high on the list of all of the folks, of course, that you have mentioned. Are you encouraged by some things you see in the future that you can be doing in this area as you continue to consolidate?
Yes, I am, but they'll get to a point where we won't be in efficiencies. Right now we're finding some, but we're going to get to that point where you won't be able to create so many efficiencies. We've been doing special ed for over 20 years. Well, we've got that honed down, so it'd be very hard to reduce any costs. So, right now in this, I'm hoping that things will change and we'll be able to support schools better in the future, but we're going to try and figure these things out right now to continue things going for our kids.
Well, and you're kind of echoing again what Commissioner Andy Shore said just before you. The one-time fixes have already been done. We can't
right.
do those again. So that's kind of what you're echoing here. The paring down has happened.
That's absolutely true. And you can see that in the classroom where we're at a point now, any changes, any reduction in classrooms are really impacting kids negatively. And so we're right there, right against the wall. There's no fat left on the bone.
Well, this is a story that isn't going away, certainly, whenever we're talking about the education of our children and the importance of it. That is always going to be high on the list of priorities. Stan, I can't thank you enough for your time this evening and help us kind of walk through the process of consolidation, how it's done, and how Ingham County, or Ingham Intermediate School District, has been doing this for quite a while. I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you very much.